Now he likes some stirring music, and when you put it alongside a theatre production, then it can be really fulfilling. And our man in the stalls, Vera Harding, has been along to see Miss Saigon, and it tells a tragic tale of a doomed romance involving a Korean lady who's abandoned by her American lover. Hi, Vida.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
Well, thank you. And it's quite a moving story.
Very moving. I think it's probably fair to say that there aren't many dry eyes in the house at the end of a very powerful, next to three, I think 2.5-3 hour production, actually.
250, I think it said.
Yeah, it is. So, these days, that's a good long show. But it holds your attention throughout because of that very dramatic, powerful story that you talked about. And, some gripping music, some terrific staging. And I don't know whether there's one particular element that I don't really want to give away on the stage because it's quite a spectacular thing. People talk about it. But if people haven't been, I might just not say too much about it. But quite an exciting entry of a particular, let me say, mode of transport. I'll put it like that. And then people, if they know, they'll know. And if they don't, then they'll hopefully go and see what it is. That's very exciting. But yeah, a very emotional 2 hours, 50 minutes of great music, great drama. And in this case, because we are here to talk about audio description, great accompanying live audio description from Jonathan Nash and Julia Grundy, and they're the resident describers at the Birmingham Hippodrome, where I happen to see this particular performance. It's currently on tour, and it's been the big summer show here at the Hippodrome. So, very, very, very engaging. And going on stage, just getting an idea of some of the set, hearing from the stage management, hearing from Jonathan about, some of the props, some of the costumes, and getting that sort of added dimension, if you like, to provide a context of, what you're going to be in for during the actual show from curtain up time. So a really, really engaging show. I've got to say, it's not my favourite musical. I am a particular fan of Les Mis, as regular listeners over the years will probably know. That said, it's certainly one that I would recommend, and it's certainly worth seeing, and it's just a very powerful story. And the people I were with and was with hadn't seen it before, and they were absolutely bowled over by it. And if I say there was the odd Kleenex in evidence, that probably will give you a flavour of the emotional nature of the content.
You can always blame that in hay fever, though.
You can.
what tell us about, though, for somebody that hasn't been to an already described theatre production, what difference did it make to you to get a flavour of this particular
production?
Well, it's
a good question, actually, Simon, because it raises an important point that I hadn't necessarily thought of until I actually went this time. So I went a couple of weeks ago when it was here in Birmingham, and it was at the Hippodrome at least 10 years ago, possibly longer, and I saw it at the time without audio description. For whatever reason, maybe there wasn't an audio described performance at that time. Anyway, I didn't see it with audio description. And it was quite interesting that the day or two before I was due to see it this time, people started to ask me about, if you've seen it before, what was it like? And I'm ashamed to say I didn't have a great recollection. Yes, the music's powerful. Yes, it's a strong story. But more than that, I didn't really remember a lot. And then suddenly when I was there, sat in the stalls, listening to the describers, covering the overtly visual dimension of what was being, enacted on stage, then actually it suddenly dawned on me I had probably missed an awful lot of that last time round. And yes, you can certainly enjoy the story for its own sake and appreciate the music for its own sake. And that's a big, big part of it. But there is lots that go with that to actually, even enhance it further. So the audio description, I keep coming back to this, and people who listen to us talk on a Friday, Simon, on a regular basis might feel I sound like a cracked record, but it genuinely enhances and enriches my theatrical experience. And it's those facial expressions, it's those descriptions of costumes, it's those explorations of the set and the props that you get in the touch tour and that you have reprised in the pre-show notes, all of that giving you an added sort of context to what you're about to see, or indeed what you are seeing as it's live in front of you. That dozen half help to give you a real perspective on what is normally a very engaging live show.
Yeah, it gives you some of the nuances that you miss, doesn't it?
Absolutely, it does. And again, if there are different moods, I have to say there weren't many laughs in this because it's not that type of show, but different moods, different emotions, different, you know, things. If there is a joke in a particular show, you want to be able to laugh as a blind or partially sighted person at exactly the same moment as those around you who don't have any sight loss issues. And the skill of the describer is to actually ensure that you can do just that. And so, you know, getting the timing of the description right, getting the vocabulary right, you know, a lot of work goes into planning the script, getting it skillfully, you know, timed so that it doesn't clash with a dialogue or indeed the lyrics of a musical in this case. All of that is really, really, you know, a skill and an art. And if it's done well, and it was on this occasion, as in many cases, then frankly, that's a huge plus.
And I was looking at the actual, you know, for those of us that haven't perhaps dipped into audio description, I was looking at the front page on the website of the Hippodrome, and it's quite clear in front of it. It talks about access and the special performances. And that would be a one place to start, wouldn't it, if you're looking to
absolutely
go to one of these performances?
The Hippodrome, like many theatres now, offers more and more assisted performances. And let's try and remember that there's not just audio description for blind and partially sighted people, but there are captioned or signed performances though for those who have a hearing impairment. There are relaxed performances, perhaps for those with a learning disability. And the idea is, obviously, that a theatre, a venue, wants to engage with as wide an audience as possible and give people a five-star evening or a five-star matinee, you know, of a show that people want to come and see. And so, yes, if you want to find out more, it's worth perhaps going online and looking at the website, as you say, Simon. Or if that's something that perhaps you're not comfortable with doing, worth approaching the theatre itself. Often the box office is a good initial port of call to find out what might be coming up, whether it's audio description you're looking for or relaxed performances, whatever. And then if you want to learn more and sort of maybe talk to people involved specifically in access or education-related issues, then there's either a creative learning department, which tends to have the remit of audio description, captioning, and all of that as part of its sort of brief, or there might be somebody else who will be, you know, advised to you in terms of the person who takes responsibility for and is the lead on access-related matters, and try and have a chat with him or her to, you know, because they want to know what people are interested in, what they should perhaps think in terms of audio describing in this case. They can't, sadly, do everything. Budgets are very much a realistic constraint in so many organizations, and the arts are no exception, obviously. So it's worth, you know, having that dialogue and trying to sort of, you know, connect with your local theatre. And, you know, you will be welcomed, I would imagine, warmly, and be very surprised if you weren't, because people actually want to hear from customers, from patrons, about what they might want to see, what they have seen, and what perhaps worked, and also, just as importantly, what hasn't worked, so they get it right next time.
Vida, thank you so much for that. You've brought it to life for us and whetted our appetites, and we will speak with you very soon.
Look forward to it, and as always, thank you very much to you and everyone for listening.